Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Selling Greenville, your favorite real estate podcast here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, as always, Stan McCune, realtor right here in the Greenville area of South Carolina. And you can find all of my contact information in the show notes if you need to reach out to me for any of your real estate needs. And please like, rate, review, subscribe to the show. If you're on YouTube, please just hit that little like button. It takes like 1 second, okay? And again, all these platforms have a way to subscribe. Most of them have ways to review, to rate the show, all of that. So please do that when you get the opportunity. All right, we got the market stats for Greenville to round out December. Of course, we are in January. However, we have the market stats come out a few weeks after the end of the month. So we have to look at the month of December here. And we've got some interesting things. Now, one thing that is odd here, and I don't exactly know why. I reached out to the multiple listing service to try to figure out why. But normally, the vertical lines on the little graphs that all of these data points have, normally the vertical lines, if you're watching on YouTube, correspond to January's. Well, something happened. I don't know if it's because we keep getting compressed in because we're trying to have this data go all the way back to 2007, which makes sense, right? Because that was when the Great Recession happened. It's helpful to track, you know, what real estate has done since then. But I think we're kind of running out of space, and maybe something happened with the formatting. But long story short, it's a little bit trickier than normal to track exactly what is happening trend-wise. So just be aware if you're watching this on YouTube that happened for this month, and I'm not sure why. I don't produce this data. I simply analyze it. Still a lot of interesting little tidbits here. So starting right at the top with new listings. New listings went up a modest, in comparison to most months, a modest 8.7%. We got 1,455 new listings in December, as opposed to the previous December was 1,339 new listings. And so you can see that these bottom numbers on the graph are the Decembers. So we have slowly been making our way higher and higher every single December. And again, it's hard for me to analyze this, but it looks like that this past December is the most new listings that we've ever had for a December. So I told you guys that the fourth quarter was more active than expected in a lot of ways, and that's reflecting in this data here. A lot of new listings, a lot of pending sales as well. So we had a 6.1% year-on-year increase for pending sales in December. Pending sales were at 1,089 as in comparison to 1,026 in December of 24. So more people selling their homes, more people active in terms of going under contract as well. Not surprising, those two typically are correlated. Closed sales also up. Now, we had a November where closed sales were down, but in December, closed sales went up to 16.1%. And I apologize. I want to look at one thing here. I'm going back to pending sales for a second before I move on to closed sales. Okay. Yeah. So this is something that's interesting too. Okay. With regard to pending sales, this number looks very similar to last year. Right, I just said it was a 6.1% increase, only up from last year 1,026 to this year 1,089 pending sales in December. Now, normally this number is low, and it usually gets revised. So, if we look back at November of last month, the data that we had for November, it said 757 pending sales, and that got revised to 1,301. And oftentimes it's revised up between 500 and 600 units. So there is a possibility that when I am reviewing these stats with you guys next month, that this December number gets revised up to like 1,500 or 1,600 or even close to 1,700 units, in which case that would make December one of the strongest months of pending sales for the entire year of 2025. So that actually is a noteworthy thing that we need to track. That would indicate that the lower mortgage rates that we had come in towards the end of the year had a dramatic impact on the market. And this is what we talked about just recently, where I was saying that, you know, really we would see a huge difference at 5%. But even if we just hovered and stalled out around 6% when it comes to mortgage rates and just stayed there for a while, that would help. This would be a huge indicator that actually is already happening. So I apologize that I almost glossed right over that, because normally the pending sales numbers are clearly wrong. And this time with this data, it was like, oh, it's showing a normal 6% increase, no big deal. But it's possible that it was actually a much, much bigger year-on-year increase. And we'll just have to see how that gets revised. Okay, now back to closed sales. Closed sales, despite a soft November, had a big December. December went to a 16.1% year-over-year increase in closed sales to 1658. But most noteworthy is that for the entire year of 2025, that's the third highest number that we have on here. December was the third most closed sales of any month in 2025. Highly, highly irregular. And again, this is what I was telling you guys. That fourth quarter was busy. A busy, busy fourth quarter. People were active. People were looking at these low rates and saying, again, low rates in comparison to what we've had, and saying, I'm getting off the fence. I'm going to buy a house. We had a huge month of December in the Greenville market for closed sales, and very bullish for this year so far, for 2026. Days on market until sale. I'm just going to, if you're looking at the chart, you see it like, again, I apologize to keep going back and forth here, but November's closed sales is only 1,224, and went up to 1,658 in the month of December. We never see this sort of vertical line go up in the month of December. That is so, so odd. Normally, December would be either the bottom or near the bottom for closed sales for the year. So again, the fourth quarter, the third and fourth quarters are weird how they operated. But the way the year ended, there was a lot of activity happening, and I've seen some of that spill over into the beginning of this year. Now, here's another interesting one. The days on market until sale, which is the average number of days between when a property is listed and when an offer is accepted in a given month, went way up. It went up to 63. This is the highest days on market until sale that we've had since 2019. Now, we've still been trending below the pre-pandemic norm for this. So homes have still, like, so basically after COVID, people got used to homes just selling quicker. And we really have never returned back to what it was like before COVID, because the market just normalized in this quick sale environment. 63 is pretty close though, right? That is pretty close to what we were seeing between 2017 and 2020. And that's a big increase from the 54 days on market until sale that we saw in December. Now, with all the activity that we had at the end of the year, we might see this days on market until sale come down a little bit in January, February. I'm not sure. But basically, it's, you know, as of December, it was taking over 2 months for home to go under contract from the time that it's listed. Median sales price. So we finally know what the 12-month median was, because we have the December numbers. And the 12-month median came in at 1.7%, because the December number came in at 0.7%. Again, both increases. And so December, the median sales price was $312,240, a 0.7% increase from the $310,000 December 2024. The 12-month median for the year was $319,900, a 1.7% increase over 2024 when it was $314,500. This was pretty much the only, or the, one of the main things that I still was not able to really look at, and to be 100% sure in terms of whether I hit for my 2025 bold predictions, the correct number in terms of what I said the median sales price would be. But I did end up getting it. The December number helped me. I said that we would be appreciation for the year, or the, loosely speaking, right? Median sales price loosely tracks appreciation. I said that it would be between either minus 1% or positive 2%. We came in at 1.7%, which is right in that range that I gave you guys. So right now, the median sales price is $312,000 and change. What's the average sales price? $381,971. The average is always a lot higher because it's skewed by all of those, you know, luxury homes, million-dollar homes. I don't consider the average to be accurate, right? When you're looking at these numbers, the median is really the number that more approximates what the average home costs in the Greenville market. Nevertheless, the average is $381,971, a 1.3%. increase over December 24, which is $376,908. Percent of list price received went down by 0.1% to 98.2%. December of 24 was 98.3%. This is pretty much exactly where we've been hovering for a while now. And this is very much in line with pre-pandemic norms. Usually around 98% is what sellers get for a home that they have listed. You have a $100,000 home listed, you can expect, loosely speaking, to get $98,000 for the home, not including any seller concessions that you might be offering. So that's where we're at. Really nothing noteworthy on that front. Housing Affordability Index. This is a number that kind of cross-references average incomes, average mortgage rates, and the and average home prices. Really, it's factoring in more medians than averages. I don't like to say median because some people just don't know what that means. Median is the middle number in a sequence of numbers, and it's not always the best one to use. But for a lot of this data, it is. Anyway, if I say average, and you can read on here because you're looking on YouTube and see that it says median, just know that I know it's median. I'm just saying average. There's that. So the Housing Affordability Index takes all of these data points into consideration and then spits out a number. You want that number to be 100 or higher. That tells you that the median family can afford the median-priced home. And what that number has been doing, it's been trending below 100 for quite some time now. And it bounced up to, it was in November 96, it bounced up to 98 in December. And because home prices are still going up, probably the majority of that increase in affordability has to do with the mortgage rates. I'm not sure that we have enough data on income, on incomes changing in the month of December for that to really have influenced anything. So Housing Affordability Index at 98. And the good news is that that's higher than it was last year. December of 24, it was 97. So the Greenville market actually got more affordable from December of 24 to December of 2025. That's counterintuitive, right? Because of the fact that the home prices have continued to go up, right? We just discussed that home prices were up 0.7%. year over year, but with mortgage rates dropping, that helped to make affordability better. And again, this is exactly why we saw all of that activity towards the end of the year. So if we could see mortgage rates just come down a little bit more, we would see this number go above 100, which is where we want to see it. And that's when we would really start to see even more activity. Now, inventory of homes for sale, this is another one of these numbers that tends to get heavily revised. So November was reported last month as being 6,393. That got revised down by over 600 units to 5,765. Okay, so that was a 30% year-over-year increase from November of 24, which had 4,434 units of inventory for sale. Now, December, this is very interesting. December came in at 5,309. Again, this is a not yet revised number. Now, if that holds, which it won't, most likely, again, unless we're seeing that they have figured out how to fix this, which is very possible, right? Because this, I would expect the inventory number to be 5,309. That sounds exactly like what I would expect it to be. So I'm going to be looking very closely next month at whether they've ironed out the kinks of this data and figured out how to make it accurate. But if this gets revised down 600 units, it'll go back down to the 4,000s for the first time since April of last year. But if it holds at 5,309, that would be a 26% increase over December 24, which was 4,212 units. Now, a 26% increase is a lot, but it's a lot less than what we've seen the past few months. So very interesting. And if this number gets revised down, then the inventory for sale will really, really have gone down substantially. And actually, I am going to show you real quick here. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to show you InfoSparks, which I've referenced a few times on this show. This is another data source that we have from the Greater Greenville Association of Realtors. And InfoSparks, the data is not exactly the same, but it should be fairly similar, right? The trends should be about the same, even if the numbers are slightly different. And here's what I want to point out from InfoSparks is that you can see a dramatic drop-off. We're looking at homes for sale, which is inventory. A really steep decline, specifically for existing homes. So I've got here, the top line is all homes. The middle line is previously owned existing home sales. And the bottom line is new construction. And the existing home sales and the total inventory just has this big drop off in December. Now, it's normal. Seasonality is normal, right? Around December time is when we tend to see this sort of thing, start to go down. But it doesn't usually go down that dramatically. In fact, you know, looking at historical data, typically it's January or February when inventory actually bottoms out, historically speaking. And now in more recent years, we've seen some wonky things happen. But this is a pretty steep decline in inventory. And that's without this data, again, having been revised in any meaningful way. So I'm very interested to see what exactly is going on here, inventory-wise. This could really have a dramatic impact on our market. If we start to see inventory crater, that will shift things way back in the seller's direction, right? You've got less competition. And all of that. Month supply of inventory. This number, again, oftentimes gets revised because it's factoring in average pending sales, which is usually a number that gets revised, and dividing that into the inventory of homes for sale at the end of the month, which is also a number that usually gets revised. So let's look at November. November got revised from 4.5 down to 3.9. I told you guys that was going to happen. I told you guys that would get revised down, and that November, you know, that we had a pretty good chance of seeing November going down back into the threes. I think I said that. I'd have to go back and listen to that episode last month to tell you for sure. But December is going down even more, 3.6 month supply of inventory. So again, this is heading in the seller's direction. And if any of those other numbers that I just talked about get revised, we might actually see that month supply of inventory was substantially lower, at the end of the month of December. Now, I mean, I can look in the multiple listing service right now and tell you guys that you know, the amount of inventory, and I'm actually doing this right now as I'm talking to you guys, you know, the level of inventory that we currently have is 5,158 in terms of single family homes. So I feel like maybe they actually just figured out how to do this data correctly the first time without it having to be revised. I'm not really sure why we had all of those revisions that needed to happen. But nonetheless, we're now in a situation here where perhaps this 3.6 months of inventory is actually what we have, right? And I won't have to come back on next month and tell you guys, actually, it was 3.1 or 4.0 or, you know, whatever the case may be. So I'll let you guys know about that. Also, they did some weird things with this graph as well. This graph, again, does not compare to last month. So there's definitely some tweaks going on here. There's some kinks being worked out. And I'm not entirely sure what the reason is for all of that. I will try to get an answer and let you guys know. But long story short, we saw a decisive uptick in activity in the month of December and a shift towards sellers for the first time in a long time. Like, you guys have, if you guys are listening to this show, you have not heard me say that this is going in a seller's direction for quite some time. Now, is that a trend or is that just like a weird one-off with the month of December? I don't know, but you guys and I, we will all know this together because I'll be keeping track of this every single month. So thank you guys so much for watching and for listening. My contact info is in the show notes. Like, rate, review, subscribe. Sell, sell, sell. Buy, buy, buy. Whatever real estate is out there, we will talk to you guys next time.